protecting the little children. A new watchdog to protect children has been set up by the federal government, announced over the weekend the establishment of a National Children's Commissioner. The office, to become part of the Human Rights Commission, will promote issues affecting children, conduct research and monitor Commonwealth policies and programs that relate to children. Children's organisations and welfare groups have welcomed the move, saying it's long overdue and will hopefully ensure the voices of Australia's children are heard. One of those organisations is Uniting Care Australia. Its National Director Lynn Hatfield-Dodds joins us from Canberra this morning. Lynn, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Why is this idea, this role of a National Children's Commission, so important?
It's really important to ensure that children and young people's voices are heard. Our society, things change, legislation happens, financial and other resources are allocated to issues as they're kind of in the public mind and on the public record. And historically, children and young people's voices are fairly silent in terms of our public spaces. So the hope is that a National Children's Commission will be a strong and passionate advocate for the rights of children and young people.
Of course, when you say children's voices are heard, not all issues are actually articulated by the children themselves, but it's obvious to many who are working with them that their rights aren't being upheld or they're not given the support they need. So what sort of issues do you see the National Children's Commissioner working on?
Well, the government have talked about, as they announced yesterday, talking about the rights of children, but it's things like ensuring that every child in Australia can access, what they need to grow up safe, healthy and strong. And so that's things like a safe place to live, a family in a household that's functional, that understands their developmental needs in terms of, food, shelter, clothing, but also in terms of love, affection, attention. It means making sure that every child can access a really good education, that every child can access dental care, health care, that every kid can get to a playground. So there's a whole suite of things that children and adolescents need and require as they grow to grow up safe and healthy and strong. And the role of the Commissioner will be to be a strong advocate, not just into the public space, but across state and territory and federal government institutions to ensure that our whole system works for children and young people.
Because we already have, I think, in most states, if not all states, I'm not quite sure about that, children's commissioners, and a lot of those issues you just ran through there, playgrounds, education, housing, they're state issues, aren't they? State responsibilities. Are the state government children's commissioners failing to protect children?
No, I don't think so, but we haven't really had an overall Australian strategic approach to this. So part of the reason that so many of us in the non-government world advocated strongly for this role is that we think there are some real gains to be made in terms of efficiency if we can just align some of the work that's happening across those commissioners across the states and territories, but also if we can have a look at what government departments are doing at the state and territory and the Australian government level, and offices like Ombudsman, those sort of things. If we can align those all, we should be able to deliver much better and stronger outcomes for children and young people, which will be a very good thing.
And I think it's important to be able to measure, to have benchmarks here to be able to measure against. And you say in the, or your organisation says in its press release welcoming this appointment or this position, that the Commissioner has the opportunity to, quote, drive systemic reform. Are there specific reforms you're envisaging?
Well, the main thing I think is to actually align all of those activities across the state and territories, but specifically what we're interested in across the Uniting Care Network and many other welfare organisations would be the same. We want systemic reform that closes the gap for disadvantaged and vulnerable children and young people. There are, over 600,000 children in Australia growing up in jobless families. A growing proportion of those jobless families are second and sometimes third generation jobless. So these are kids, if you can imagine, who begin, they hit school at the age of 4 or 5, already way behind in terms of their capacity to read, their capacity to engage. And so it's really critical that we're able to work with families and households who are struggling to ensure that those kids, as they're hitting the broader community, particularly when they get to school, that they've got every opportunity and that we've been able to build them up while they've been just pretty much in their family. families so that when they get out into the broader community, they're able to swim really well rather than sink.
Goes to some of those issues that Norman Swan was just talking to there about the importance of early childhood development and parenting support. When a position like this is set up, different groups have different immediate priorities. Now, we know that a group like Families Australia says the main priority for the new commission will be to look at child abuse, particularly relating to Indigenous children and their overrepresentation in child protection. Do you agree with that as a priority, or what's your reaction to that?
In fact, Families Australia and Uniting Care Australia and 35 other organisations have all signed on to a position paper at the end of last year that we all got together across Australia, NGOs in this space, to say what are the principles that we want to drive this role and what are the core priorities. So I think, I mean, the kind of issues I was talking about around vulnerability and disadvantage, abuse and neglect fit absolutely into the centre of that schema. All of the NGOs had a priority on the needs of kids who are vulnerable and disadvantaged first. Doesn't mean that every child is not important. Every child is incredibly important. But we need to focus our attention and our resources first on the kids who need it most.
And that's a massive problem. The Greens have also been calling for a long time for a National Children's Commissioner. I think they've moved in the Parliament, put bills into the Parliament calling for this too. And one of the things they want as an immediate response from a National Children's Commissioner is the establishment of an independent advocate for asylum seeker children. Is that a priority?
Oh, look, I think all of those issues, an independent advocate for asylum seeker children, an independent advocate for children who are living in families where welfare payments are the primary source of family income, I think all of those things are something that the Commission is going to need to look at straight away. And certainly one of the good things from the new Commissioner's perspective will be there are 35 odd, national significant NGOs who are of one mind about the role of the Commission. So I hope one of the first things the Commissioner will do will be to sit down with us and listen to our voice.
The Commission will be set up, I think, with an initial budget of $3.5 million over 4 years. That's not necessarily a lot of money, but one of the things about the power of a position like this often comes from the advocacy of the person who is appointed. Would you agree that it relies a lot on the nature of the person
It
who
does.
Has this
I
role?
I think the success factors for this role are going to be the actual person who's appointed. Clearly we need somebody with some stature and some charisma and a capacity to think and act strategically. We also need to ensure that the role and its office is funded well enough. I suspect the level of initial funding will have to grow over time. The government's committed to a legislative framework, which is fantastic, and we'll be looking in this year and next year's budget. I think it'll be next year's budget, given that the legislation is going to come in later in the year, but certainly looking for a clear budget measure that will support the Commissioner and their office and the role they need to fulfil.
Okay, we've got to go, but do you have a name you'd like to throw into the ring?
I don't, Fran.
All right, Lynn, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much.
Lynn Hatfield-Dodds is the National Director of Uniting Care Australia.